Today is May 4th, 2011. This is the Harry Thomas Show. The website can be located at harrythomas.podomatic.com. I'm your host, Harry Thomas, and we are back living life on the outside. I have to say I've been very busy lately and haven't been able to do a show, and I've got tons and tons and piles of information and news stories and all kinds of stuff here. About Montana bill would create an armed state militia force, all kinds of stuff about flu vaccines, radiation, the stuff in Japan that is they've been lying to us about, the United Nations nuclear bank, the fact that China is turning in the currency and destroying dollar. They're taking in on all kinds of push for a world currency. But you know what? I'm not going to get into any of that today. I'm going to weigh in on a couple things. I'm going to weigh in on some media propaganda that's going on. You know, the media keeps telling me, and they keep saying, Harry, the world is flat. And I keep insisting that it's round. And they keep telling me, no, it's flat, it's flat. And they concoct all these kind of fairy tales and stuff to push their prop agenda. Their propaganda is at an all-time high right now. I mean, and we've got all kinds of stuff going on. You know, here in New York, it's rained for over a month. It's been nonstop raining. We got floods and tornadoes and all kinds of things going around here. They're geoengineering and messing around with the weather. You know, the weather, the control of the weather controls our moods. You know, so they've got us all down in this funk, all separated, all, you know, the economy's bad, gas prices are up, and they're going to run their propaganda with this Osama bin Laden fairy tale. You know what I mean? And I am sick and tired of it. People I know and all, they think I'm freaking nuts. They're like, oh, you've crossed the line now, Harry. Oh, how dare you say that they didn't capture bin Laden? How dare you say that bin Laden wasn't behind 9/11? How dare you disbelieve what the media is telling us right now? We want to feel good. You know, I feel a lot better thinking that this evil man who killed all these people is dead now. And you know what I say? You know, shut the hell up. Get your head out of your ass for a minute. You've been being lied to from the get-go. Osama bin Laden was a CIA asset that was trained for black ops, special operations in Afghanistan years ago when Russia was there. I mean, he's just a fairy tale, basically, that they've been chasing around, blaming 9/11 and terrorism and Al-Qaeda and all this stuff on. You know, when the CIA created these entities, and they create these entities to bring in a one-world government. I mean, and that's the bottom line. Okay, 9/11 was an inside job in order to perpetrate the clamping down of a police state and usher in a one-world government. End of story. Nothing more to see. That's it. Investigate 9/11 and see who is behind this, and it's the same people who want to usher in a new world order or a one world government. That is the bottom line. Osama bin Laden has been dead for years. I've covered this on the show time and time again. You know, Benazir Bhutto, who was running in Pakistan, said it in Middle East media that he was killed by operatives way back in the beginning of this whole war on terror. You know, a lot of this stuff you're just going to have to look for yourself. But people are like, Harry, how dare you? You're so un-American. You know what? Shove it up your damn ass. You know what I mean? You're un-American because you want to keep your head in the sand. You're un-American because you believe that this media that you turn on your TV is legitimate. It's not legitimate at all. At all. I'm telling you, the world is round. Quit trying to convince me that it's flat. Okay? This whole thing was a fairy tale. They came out with this fake photo, you know, which alternative media squashed that in about freaking 2 seconds. And they had to retract their story from that. And then they come up with all these, oh, they tried to do another one of these stories that were similar to the, you know, Let's Roll, you know, of in Shanksville, Pennsylvania for 9/11, where they said, oh, well, you know, they rolled in on the terrorists, and the terrorists had to, you know, bring that plane down, and they crashed the plane. A big fairy tale. A big, giant fairy tale. It never happened. That plane was shot down by the military. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. And I'll tell you what, if you look farther into 9/11, you'll find out that them planes probably weren't even the same planes that we were told they were, okay? I have no idea what they did with them people. But I'll tell you what, they murdered them. They murdered them, but I guarantee it wasn't in the fashion that they were told to us that they murdered them, okay? You'll say, but Harry, you seen the planes flying the building. No, I seen planes fly into the building. I don't know where them planes came from. I don't know what kind of planes they were. There's nothing that I've been able to see of any kind of record from 9/11 in any of the video or photo footage that would clearly identify them as passenger planes, particularly the ones that they said were from American Airlines and United Airlines, or whatever the airlines were. Absolutely no way I could tell if they were Boeing 757s or not. Absolutely not. It looked like more like a military plane. A grayish type military planes. And they could be drones. That were flown by remote control. But I'll tell you right now, they weren't from some freaking cave dwellers. That's not who did it. Cave dwellers didn't have NORAD stand down. You know? Cave dwellers weren't running military drills to confuse NORAD. No. No siree. And the whole FAA system. No, it was an inside job. And you say, oh, well, you're crazy, Harry. There'd be too many people involved in that if it was an inside job. No, you really wouldn't have to have anything more than maybe a handful or two of people pulling the strings, a compartmentalization, need-to-know basis, convince a few people that, you know, you got to do a little bad for the greater good. You know, either we start launch this war on terror or they're going to get us. You know, Al-Qaeda's around every corner. You know, TSA's got to feel up, you know, people's vaginas. You know, this is it. If you want to feel safe, you know, you're going to have to give up your liberties. Give up your liberties. We'll make you feel safe. Are you any safer now? You know? And then this whole Bin Laden stupid thing. So the photo's fake. The story is fake. They have to keep changing the story. And then all of a sudden, well, the body's buried at sea. What do you mean the body's buried at sea? What are you talking about? You know? What are you talking about? You know? And then pictures are just as fake as this President Obama's, Barack Obama's birth certificate that came out. Okay? And everybody's like, yeah, see, he's the president. See? He produced that birth certificate. I seen it on the news. Dude, go back to drinking your freaking stupid juice, man. You know what I mean? Don't believe me that there's stuff in the food and water that's making you crazy. Okay, that's making you dumb down, you know. Don't believe me at all, okay? The world's flat. Just believe that and go back to sleep, okay? But I certainly don't want to hear your bullshit. You know what I mean? I'll tell you what, I am fired up today. People are just retarded. And, you know, and it's not their fault. They're victims. They fall victims of this mind control that they're using the weather to control our emotions. They're using all the stuff in the food, the water. They're spraying stuff in the air. I mean, we are under full attack here. Okay? They're destroying our economy. I mean, we can't even think straight. People are, you know, more trying to make ends meet than worrying about what they're spraying in the air or putting in the food and the water. You know, that's more of a concern for people, is where the next meal is going to come from. How am I going to fill that gas tank? You know, am I going to have a job? I feel really insecure. You know, of course people are going to want to take this media story, you know. And then they're like, well, you know, just because Obama's or Obama, Osama, they're all the damn same thing. They're all terrorists as far as I'm concerned. They're all criminals. It's a crime syndicate. You know, Henry Kissinger said Obama was going to be the one that usher in the New World Order. You know what I mean? And he's damn well doing that, you know. We were reporting on it during the campaign, you know, and during the election when he first got elected. This guy is the, what they call, the ender. Where they put in a picture and a pitcher in a game of baseball, and they finish off the game. He's a finisher, man. He's the one that's going to usher in the New World Order. You know, and you got all these people running around going, yeah, it was a brother, man. It took a brother to bring down Bin Laden. But you know what? You're so full of it. You know, you are just so full of it. This guy is nothing but a minion for the New World Order. That's it. He's a globalist. You know what I mean? He's nothing but a cheap suit. He's a teleprompting, reading, controlled, mind-controlled victim himself. You know, they prey on these people's ego and their you know, their own character defects, and they say, and they feed them with a bunch of this fake intelligence, you know? And the media are nothing but propaganda, but PR for the freaking military-industrial complex. And, the government, whatever the government says, oh, that's their source. Their source is the government. They're nothing but a propaganda machine for the government. You know, that's what the media acts on, you know? And that's why we get all these stupid stories, you know, and that's why the media focuses in on these royal weddings. You know, what the hell do we care in America about a bunch of frickin' monarchs? Inbred monarchs. You know, this monarchy obsession just makes me sick to my stomach. You know, and most of the people I talk to, I ask them, do you even really care about this? No. Yeah, well, 4 billion people or whatever the hell the numbers were watched it. Well, why? Why are people watching this? You know, because the media is mind-controlling everybody. Because it's on every darn channel, every reference, you know. And we're seeing it now with this Bin Laden crap. Oh, they caught Bin Laden, but, you know, the war on terror continues to go on. We're going to get retaliation now. You know, there's forces in Al-Qaeda now, and now they're naming off new Al-Qaeda leaders, which they have clear ties to intelligence agencies. You know, just like Bin Laden did. They're patsies. You know what I mean? Well, you know, we're going to have to use this in enhanced interrogation, because this is enhanced interrogation is what got, us to this compound in Pakistan. And that's how, Navy SEALs and all brought down Bin Laden. You know, that's how they got Osama. And you know what? That is the biggest crock of crap I've ever heard of, you know. They're right back on their talking points. CIA talking points, too. You know what I mean? They killed John F. Kennedy because he said he wanted to bring down the CIA. The CIA is out there doing nasty things. And you know what? And the bottom line is, let's just stretch our imaginations for a little bit here and pretend that this story is true. Let's pretend that, oh, they did get some enhanced interrogation intelligence from somebody in 2007. And then that led us to a compound in Pakistan where they found Bin Laden. And he tried to hold a woman as a shield while they were firing on him. or whatever happened, whatever the fairy tale is. Let's just pretend for a minute that it's true. First of all, it's illegal. You can't go around killing people, assassinating people without due process. You know what I mean? And the bottom line is, they're going to use this propaganda to further along the re-election of Barack Obama, who's an illegitimate president anyway. Because he's the ender, man. He's the closer. That's what the term is. He's the closer for the New World Order. You know, and they need a little more time now. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I'm really fired up about this because, you know, people's ignorance just comes out during these times. They really believe that the media is legitimate. They really believe that the media is legitimate. I'm just like, I'm flabbergasted. That's my new word I've been using lately is I'm just flabbergasted that people are just so warped. You know, they want to believe that so much. They want to believe what the media says. Oh, we're so glad we got that evil bastard. Oh, yeah. You know, I'm in getting a sandwich just yesterday. And all I did was nod and say hello to some guy who was waiting for his food just like I was. And he's like, he's got the paper in his hand. He's like, yeah, I'm glad they got that Bin Laden. I think that they should just take him and throw him in a vat of acid and let it eat away at his body. And I'm sitting there thinking, dude, you are a complete freaking moron. Get away from me and don't talk to me. You know, I can't even talk to people. You know, it's to the point where if you believe that the media is legitimate, I can't even have a conversation with you. You know what I mean? I cannot have a conversation with you at all. I mean, that's the point that it's getting to. The propaganda is so thick. You know, I can't even get boots high enough or thick enough to protect me from it. That's how thick the propaganda is. I mean, I don't even know what to say about it. I mean, they come out with this fake birth certificate. You know, you can download it, throw it in Adobe Illustrator, and remove the layers. You know, the pixels on it aren't even correct from a typewriter. You know, I just can't believe it. I can't believe it. And then it even says that his father was born in Kenya. I think they were denying that. And I think there's some kind of clause that in order to be a natural born citizen, both your parents had to have been born here or been citizens here. And I don't know. Some people are saying he had dual citizenship. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is on that. All I know is that certificate that they put out was fake. That's all I know. I have no idea. It's a distraction. I know that much from what's really going on is the fact that they're killing the dollar, that China is pulling in on their loans, and you know, there's a lot of stuff going on Wall Street. That's all I know. All I know is they're beefing up the military. Now we're in Libya. There was another thing. I have piles and piles of stuff on Libya. You know what I mean? And I can't even touch on these subjects. You know what I mean? They lied to us about the radiation in Fukushima, whatever the place is. You know, it's worse than Chernobyl. But they don't care because they've been microwaving us slowly anyway. There have been protests here locally about these drone military aircrafts. I mean, it's getting to the point where it's overwhelming. You know where. I'm so darn busy these days, you know, I keep meaning to get on here and do the show, and I keep meaning to do a show, and I don't even know where this show is going, man, because, you know, it seems like the more that I focus on the problem, the more the problem is happening. I'm starting to believe that, you know, I'm anti-war. I'm definitely anti-war, and I'm starting to see where the more that I talk about war, whether even if it's an anti-war view, the more war we have. It almost seems like the laws of attraction in the universe and stuff. You know, if more I talk about the New World Order, the more the New World Order comes in. The more people start catching on and getting hip, the more we get of it. You know, it's almost like if I really wanted to stop war and stuff, I'd have to start covering stories about peace. I'd have to, you know what I mean, not point out all the negative truths of the world and start focusing on anything positive that I can find. And that would really make this a totally different show. But I'm starting to believe that I'd be making more of an impact and more of a difference if that's the way I went. You know what I mean? I mean, it's to the point where we've been so conditioned, and even in this alternative movement, even in the resistance, the patriot movement, whatever people are calling it these days, the truth movement, we've been so bombarded and so conditioned and stuff that, you know, these horrors and stuff just, they don't have an impact like they should. And you try to talk to people about it, and they're just like, what? You are a nut. You know, I've been getting called crazy so much lately that it just boggles my mind. It's like, I try to go back to the basics, and people don't even want to hear it. 9/11 is coming up on its 10th anniversary this year. 10th anniversary, and I think that we're getting farther and farther away from waking people up. At least that's what it seems like. At least that's what it seems like. You know, we got Ron Paul running for president again. I mean, that's good or bad, I don't know. How much of a difference is it any of it going to make? You know, and I don't want to be negative about any of this, but really, what kind of a difference is a 70-something-year-old man who's been fighting in Congress for well over 25 years or so now? You know, what kind of a difference can one person make? You know, we need a mass awakening, a mass consciousness shift here. You know what I mean? And as long as people keep thinking that mainstream media is true, as soon as they keep getting captivated by, you know, royal weddings and celebrity apprentice and Dancing with the Stars, you know, we're doomed. We are doomed. And until people start paying attention to real issues, till people start questioning their government again, till people start holding their media accountable, and till people start having the frickin' balls to stand up and say, you know, just because everybody else is going, hey, yeah, I'm glad Bin Laden's dead, boy. Yeah, woo! Yeah, support the troops, baby! It took a black man to bring them down! You know, until people say, you know what? Get your freaking head out of your ass, and you know, and lay some, and have the balls enough to lay some freaking facts on people. You know, we're not gonna get anywhere. We're not gonna get anywhere. I mean, it's just incredible, you know. And I'm no better. I haven't really had. I don't even have the stomach to listen to any kind of alternative stuff. You know, where you can find a lot of information is over at my Twitter site. Twitter.com/HarryThomas, or you can do a search for The Harry Thomas Show and find me on Twitter. I mean, that's where I get a lot of news come in, and I send a lot of news out on a daily basis to the Twitter. Stuff that's pertinent going on with this world government, you know, and there's so many facets to this global web. I mean, it just can't be covered. It can't be covered at all, you know, not by one person. Not by one person with a garage talk show. You know, I've figured that out. And like I said, I really don't mean to sound negative, but I just can't believe how stupid people are. I mean, I can believe it just fine, but, you know, it just goes to show how thick the propaganda has been. You know, it looked like back in 2005, 2006, it looked like we were actually starting to make a little headway in 9/11 truth. You know, people were actually, you know, yeah, I want to hear about this. And then the media stepped up their mind control campaigns. And then they started demonizing people. And then they started coming out with these fusion reports. And they're building up these camps and stuff. You know, and that's where we're heading to with this. Now these new guys here that are supposed to be taking over Al-Qaeda, you know, some of them have domestic ties here to the United States. And that's what they're saying now, is they're saying, well, we have to look for domestic threats now. You know what that means? Police state business. You know what I mean? Enhanced interrogation is good. Yes, we should be able to torture people. We should be able to grope, molest, torture, kill, hold indefinite, attack our own citizens. Everybody's a threat. Yep. Snitch hotlines. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. But you're not any safer. Even though we're doing all this stuff, and we're clapping down this police state, and we're sending out drone aircraft, and we got military on the street, and we're ruining the economy, and we're just printing money out of thin air, and boosting up all these wars. You're not any safer. Okay. Why? Okay. I have not encountered terrorism. The only time that I get terrorized is when I turn on the TV and they're using the fear campaigns and this propaganda, you know, trying to make me feel insecure and scared, telling me that they're going to take away my freedoms. You know, you got to have an RFID chip in your passport. You know, you got to have it in your driver's license. We got to track and trace you. We're going to keep tabs on you wherever you go with your phone through GPS. I mean, and these companies are just building the stuff in there now. You know, these iPhones and everything else. They're just building this tracking software and keeping, and not only that it's in there, they're actually keeping records of it, you know? And it just brings me back to this AT&T whistleblower I covered a few years ago on the show, and he said that he set up the whole system. He set up the whole system. Anything that goes over email, your phone, internet, all that is just going right into these huge supercomputers run by the NSA. And if you don't know what the NSA is, it's the National Security Agency. And I know you're listening. You listen to all this stuff, you know, FBI, all you guys. I know you keep it tabs on whatever people like me are saying. And all I'm saying is they're poisoning your kids, too. They're taking away your freedoms. They're destroying your dollar. They're destroying your country just as well to usher in this one world, new world order, this one world government. Okay? I mean, if you really believe that in the United States and you believe in freedom and liberty and all this hogwash, the American dream, that is a fairy tale at this point. You know, if you believe all that, then, you know, you really ought to start taking a look at who the enemy really is. And it's not some guy running a garage talk show talking about how the media is corrupt and how government is corrupt and how we got world bankers and internationalists running things, okay? These corporate oligarchs. You know, it's not a guy like me that's telling you the truth about what's going on in the world. You know, it's actually, you should take a look at what people like myself are saying. You should actually take a real hard look at who was behind 9/11, who was behind Oklahoma City. How much information and intelligence did they have about the attack at Pearl Harbor? You know, what about the Tonkin event, which is fake? You know, what about the USS Cole? You know, it's a fake attack to get us into wars. The Gulf of Tonkin, you know, all that stuff. Why don't you look into the Patriot Act and actually who wrote it and who funded it and see that it's tied right back to these international organizations like the CFR, Trilateral Commission, the Rome, Society of Rome, Bilderberg groups. I mean, come on, look who's behind the United Nations, the IMF, the World Bank, the European Union. Take a look at the integration that's happening over here, you know, with NORAD, with all these international agreements, you know, tying us with Canada and Mexico. Oh, the African Union. I mean, look into this stuff. See who's actually behind all these wars. Okay, see who funds these wars, okay? And you will find that it's the same globalists that I'm talking about. These people that believe in a one-world government, that believe in depopulation, you know? quit idolizing these people like Bill Gates. He's a killer. He's a killer. Obama is a killer. Henry Kissinger is a killer. Dick Cheney is a killer. George Bush is a killer. David Rockefeller is a killer. Lord, the House of Rothschild, a bunch of killers. You know what I'm saying? These corporate inbred monarchs, these oligarchs. Take a look at these people. Take a look at who they are. You know, George Soros, who is he working for? You know, what is he doing? You know, take a look at these people, Warren Buffett. Take a look at these people. You know what I'm saying? Maurice Strong. You know what I mean? Take a look at these people. Take a look at these bankers. You know? Who runs the Bank of America? What about Chase? What about the Federal Reserve? Okay? Who owns that? Who's one of the primary owners? It wouldn't be the Bank of London, would it? I don't know. You tell me. You do the research. You don't believe what I say. You know what I mean? Before you shoot down what I say, why don't you look into it first? That's all I'm saying, is give information a chance. Give truth a chance. You know, you're quick to say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. And I say, well, it's not a theory if you can prove it. All I'm talking about is facts. That's all I'm talking about is facts. Who's running these elite secret societies like Skull and Bones? You know what I'm saying? You know, who's behind the Vatican? Who are the Zionists? You know what I'm saying? The New World Order is on every side. Are you going to believe a guy like Dan Brown who's just going to point out the Vatican? You know, what about the Zionists? Okay, what about the what about China's role in the New World Order? You know, what about the Asian connections? What about the African connections? How come people who aren't even born in Africa are running Africa? You know, what is that all about? What about Venezuela? You know, and they crashed that country. You know, why? Take a look at why. Why are they demonizing Iran? You know, what is so big about the Middle East? Why is the first thing we did after 9/11 was build a pipeline through the Caspian Sea over in Afghanistan? Okay? And who did that? Dick Cheney, the vice president? Wasn't he involved in a private organization like Halliburton or something like that that wanted to do that? And then all of a sudden, what he couldn't do in the private sector, he did as a vice president? You know, who was calling the shots from a bunker on 9/11 telling NORAD to stand down? You know what I mean? How did them buildings come down in free fall speed? How come they were blowing out debris 500 feet out sideways, up and out sideways? Okay, why was that? Why was the temperature so hot at the core that it was well over the melting point of steel for weeks and weeks after 9/11? I mean, what could cause that? You know, not jet fuel. I mean, why was there molten steel, molten metal, 6 weeks after 9/11, burning hotter than jet fuel can get? It's scientifically impossible. What caused that? Why did Giuliani cart all the 9/11 evidence away? Why did it get shipped over to China? You know what I mean? What about the scientists that aren't on the government payroll that found thermite and stuff on there, which is an incinerary, which could explain why the temperatures got so hot? You know, but what caused them buildings to explode out? You know, and what about Building 7 that wasn't even hit by a plane? What brought that down at free fall speed? And you got even Dan Rather saying it looks like one of them demolitions that you see like over in Vegas and stuff. You know what I'm saying? What is up with all this? Okay, how come the Pentagon didn't look like there was a plane crash there? You know, how come it started out as a little 16-foot hole before the roof caved in? You know, how could a big plane, a passenger airliner like that do that? Just leave a little tiny hole like that? You know, what about the C-ring? Do you even know what the C-ring is? And if you don't, how come the media isn't talking about that? You know, what is going on here? You know, what about Shanksville? How come it just looked like a little pile, a hole in the ground? It didn't look like no plane wreck there. Take a look at the footage yourself. You tell me what happened. How come they found parts scattered like over 2 miles across that area? You know? Why? You know, was it shot down? Why are we being lied to? You know, can cell phones be used, you know, at the altitude that they say they were? You know? What about voice recognition software? What do you know about that? You know, why are you so quick to dismiss what a guy like me would say? You know, I really did, the next show I did, I wanted to cover a lot of this radiation, a lot of the way the government lied to us about the dangers and the levels of the radiation. I wanted to talk about China. I wanted to talk about the economic collapse. Oh boy, I wanted to talk about the war that we're now in Libya. I wanted to talk about some of the other atrocities going on. And I wanted to talk about Ron Paul. I wanted to talk about, I had a few clips of him and how he was talking about blowback again when it comes to Libya, and how, you know, these Libyan rebel forces are the same ones that trained by Al-Qaeda, which is trained by our own intelligence agencies. You know, we're talking about MI5, we're talking about Pakistani ISI, we're talking about Israel intelligence. You know what I'm saying? Israel has a huge role in this. This new world order, okay? And you can't say anything about Barack Obama because you'll be called a racist. You can't say anything about Israel or the Zionist movement because you'll be called an anti-Semite. You can't talk about anybody these days, or you're just a racist son of a bitch that hates America, and you should be killed and sent off to Guantanamo Bay. Okay, why are people having these attitudes? You know, where does this stuff come from? Couldn't have anything to do with the mind control that I've been talking about endlessly for years. You know what I mean? Couldn't have anything to do with that, now could it? Oh my God. I'll tell you, I am really fired up today. I apologize to my regular listeners. Usually this show isn't so off the hook. But I'm fed up, you know? And who am I? Who am I? I'm a man who's fed up. I am sick and tired of the way and the direction and the way the world's going. You know what I mean? I've just about had enough. And there was a guy who told me that there wasn't a plane crash at the Pentagon, and there was a lot of questions about 9/11, and that the government, it seemed like the government killed its own people to usher in political ideas of a new world order, a one world government. And I said, what is this guy, nuts? Yeah, well, and he said, well, don't believe me. Go out and investigate this stuff on your own. And I was like, that's exactly what I'm going to do, because this guy is a freaking nutter. He's a, you know, what the hell is wrong with him? Nobody would do that to their own people. And I went out, and I started my truck down the rabbit hole early in 2002 when I first started hearing about this. And it's led me down a hole that I never dreamed existed. And I say the same thing to you. If you don't believe a word that I say, please go out and investigate this for yourself. Check into it for yourself, you know. And be wary. Find other sources. Find sources that aren't funded by think tanks and government sources and world government sources like UN, you know. I mean, we got the whole global warming issue, which is a fraud. I mean, they are coming and attacking us on every which way. I'm tired. My body is riddled with disease. I have arthritis like you wouldn't believe. This rain isn't helping me any. Some days I can barely walk. You know, I'm riddled with diabetes and all kinds of diseases. You know, a lot of that's my own fault. Because I lived in ignorance for so long. I had no idea. I had no idea this stuff was going on. You know, I knew the world was bad, and I knew there was evil, and I couldn't stand warmongers. And I thought the environmental movement was legitimate. And that all changed because some guy was talking about 9/11. And I found out that what he was saying is true. It was an inside job. They're trying to usher in a police state, a new world order. We are under attack. They invent these diseases, big farming, GMOs, chemtrails, global warming. It's all true. It's all going on. It's a fact. You know, the world is round. It's not flat like they were telling me. They kept telling me it was flat, and I believed them for a long, long time. A long, long time I believed them. Until I spent years and years researching this, and I continue to research. I continue to see it. I mean, nowadays, you're just preaching to the choir when it comes to me. You know what I mean? You don't have to freaking try to convince me at all, man. You know what I mean? And people are like, you know, you're a conspiracy theorist. You got that radio show. You talk about conspiracy theories. And I go, conspiracy theories is like Bigfoot and UFOs and all that stuff, man. I don't talk about that stuff. You know, I don't talk about reptilian shapeshifters. I don't talk about any of that stuff. You know, I can't prove any of that stuff. I've taken a look at some of that stuff. And then that's another thing. People say, oh, you believe everything you read, Harry. You can't believe everything you read. Trust me, if I believed everything that I read, this show would be so bizarre. It would be like science fiction, man. You know what I mean? I read a lot of stuff. And I'll tell you what, I'm fascinated by a lot of it. I'm fascinated by history. I'm fascinated by some of these theories about, you know, interdimensional reptilians that could be running us. You know, because the world is so freaking crazy, you know, why would human beings be doing something like this? So, yeah, you know, I do look at some of the UFO stuff, and you know, but I can't prove any of that stuff. So I don't talk about that stuff. The only thing I do know is that there's a freaking corrupt organizations running the world, that they're trying to usher in a new world government, a one world order, one world government, whatever you want to call it, Illuminati. All I know is that they do use symbolism. They do use false flag terror attacks. They do use mind control, fear campaigns. They control the media. They control the educational systems. They're in control of corporations, government, and especially the banking cartels. You know, the military-industrial complex. That's what I know. That's what I know. That is a complete, utter fact. It cannot be disputed. It's documented. It doesn't take a brain surgeon or a scientist to figure a lot of this stuff out. All I know is 9/11 was an inside job. All I know is the FBI was behind the 93 bombing of the World Trade Center. All I know is they have mind control assassins. All I know is that the CIA does control the drug trade, and they do overthrow and topple governments, and they commit murder on a daily basis. I mean, that's all I know. All I know is our borders are unsafe. All I know is we got the Mexican drug cartels running the show with corrupt border agents down in Mexico. I mean, these are the things I know. All I know is Gary Webb was murdered for bringing out information about the CIA running drug rings. All I know is I've received death threats when I talk about it. You know what I mean? That's what I know. That's all I know, okay? I don't know about Bigfoot. I don't know if Elvis is alive. I don't know if Jim Morrison was an FBI agent. I'm not sure what happened with Jerry Garcia, and I'm not sure what happened with John Lennon. All I know is the CIA assassinates a lot of people that they think are a threat to peace, you know, that can promote peace. That's all I know. I'm not sure who killed Kennedy, although I'm pretty sure it's the CIA. I'm not sure who killed Martin Luther King, although I'm pretty sure it's the CIA, Malcolm X, any of these figures, okay? Benazir Bhutto, I'm pretty sure the U.S. had something to do with that assassination, okay? There's a lot of evidence that points toward it. It's not a theory, okay? Once you collect a certain amount of evidence, the theory becomes a probability. The more that you collect, the more probable it is of being the truth. That's what I'm talking about here on this show. I'm talking about probable things. That's probably what happened. Okay? Was I there and witnessed it? Absolutely not. But I'll tell you what. The evidence points to an inside job for 9/11. That's what I know. What I know is we had information that the Japanese was going to bomb Pearl Harbor. All I know is there was definitely government involvement in the bombing at the Oklahoma City. All I definitely know is the media was lying to us. All I know is the media is lying to us about 9/11. All I know is the media lies to us about this Bin Laden capture and all these fake intelligence reports. I mean, look at, oh my God, look at what's happening in the community at large. We got General Betray Us. Yes, Betray Us. General Betray Us is going to be the head of the CIA. Imagine that. Lou Panetta, or whatever the heck his name, who was the head of the CIA, is going to the department. They are just shuffling around globalists. Oh, he's going to cut the budget. He's going to cut the budget my butt, okay? They're going to bankrupt this country. They're going to take away all your freedoms, okay? Your children are going to be diseased and have ADHD, and your old people are going to have Alzheimer's at an earlier age. We're all going to have diabetes and cancer and all this other crap that they invent to keep us dumbed down, sick, and on their system, on their payroll, the big pharma and all this other crap. The FDA, the EPA, all of them are all corrupt. These alphabet agencies need to go. The Department of Education has done nothing but dumb people down. Do a search for the dumbing down of America. Read Charlotte Isabert's book. I mean, there's people out there. There's whistleblowers out there. The information's out there, okay? And I'm telling you, go ahead. Feed your mind. Feed your mind with something behind, besides this crap that they're putting out on mainstream media. Okay, and I'll tell you what, Judge Napolitano and some of these others, they're no better, okay? They keep promoting a false left-right paradigm, and they're not helping at all. Okay, and they're saying, oh, well, it was illegal for the U.S. to do this assassination. No assassination happened, okay? You work for Fox. I don't care if they're canceling your show or where you end up. I don't care where Glenn Beck ends up. I don't care where Judge Napolitano ends up. They're freaking lying, man. They're promoting a false left-right paradigm. Okay? None of them are legitimate. None of them are legitimate. You know what I mean? I have no idea where to turn to now. I have no idea. These Tea Party candidates turned out to be shit. You know what I mean? There's some politicians that seem to have an idea of what's going on, but do they know the full picture? Do they, you know, do they even have the balls enough to come out and name names and point fingers, or are they going to stand on the fence, you know? And I love Ron Paul, and I love a lot of his ideas, but he sits on the fence. He sits on the fence an awful lot. You know, when it comes to 9/11, when it comes to actually pointing out who the perpetrators of these banking frauds are, he knows. He knows more than what he comes through, and he's a smart man. Because you'll be calling him crazy too. You know, and my hope is maybe he, you know, if we can actually get him in, maybe he will have the balls to do something. Maybe finally we will get some kind of change, you know. I believe he's our only hope. He's the only one that's making any kind of sense at all. He doesn't come full forward out with the full truth, but if anybody did, they'd sound like me. You know, and if you're virgin ears and you're used to just, you know, consuming the same old crap that's coming out of the television and on the radio and in higher education, then you just say, oh my God, this guy Harry is a frickin', he's a nutcase. You know, I get that a lot. I get that an awful lot, and that's okay. I could take the weight of the world on my shoulders, okay? I know, I'm secure in what I know. I know that the world's round, okay? And I don't give a crap if you think it's flat. You know, and I'm sorry if I call you an idiot, and I'm sorry if I'm harsh on you, and I'm sorry if I come out, you know, very angry, but I am. I'm very angry. You know, we've all been diseased and dumbed down and taken advantage of and bamboozled and bushwhacked and everything else, and they're coming at us from every which angle, okay? And the only weapon that I have is my damn mouth. That's the only weapon I have, okay? Knowledge is power. That's all I can do. All I can do is encourage people to take care of themselves, have a plan, have a survival pack, make sure you have some clean water and some food. You know what I mean? Have a plan. Have a plan. Don't question your reality. Question your damn reality, and don't disregard what people like I say, like myself, say without taking a look at it for yourself. We don't have a lot of time. We don't have the years that I've put in trying to study the elite, the global elite, and looking at the globalist plan. I mean, I can taste it, you know, without even, you know, being involved in it. I'll have to turn on the TV for 5-10 minutes and I can see what's going on. I can't stand it. I can't stand turning that thing on, you know. PBS, oh my God, the propaganda that's being put out on PBS these days is just incredible. Incredible. These pieces on global warming. Global warming is a myth. It's a scientific freaking myth. But like I said, I could go on all day. I can go on all day pointing out these globalists, talking about their madness, you know. But and I don't even know what the answers are. I don't even know what we can do about it. See, Jesse Ventura was on The View, and Whoopi Goldberg actually had a good question. Well, let's just say what you're saying is correct, that HAARP is altering the weather. You know, that they do are building FEMA camps. You know, that 9/11 was an inside job. That there's, you know, mind control, scientific, biochemical warfare going on at Plum Island and stuff. Let's say, you know, that global warming is a myth. You know, let's say that everything you're saying is true. What do we do about it? Do we go piss on the lawn at the White House? I mean, what can we do about it? Ventura's answer was, do not vote for Republicans or Democrats. You know, I think it's going to take a little bit more than that, but I mean, that's a start anyway. They're Republicrats. There's no difference. And that's what I'm saying. People like Napolitano and all these others that legitimize this left-right conservative liberal who talk about liberals. You know what I mean? And I see it over at Prison Planet, and I see it everywhere I look. And some of this so-called alternative media are dwelling on liberals and the left and the right. You know, and out of one side of their mouth, they're talking about this left-right fraud, and out of the other one, they're legitimizing it by talking about it as if it exists. As if there is a difference, okay? And it gets very confusing. It gets very confusing, okay? And where does a guy like me fit in? I'm not owned by any syndication rules. No corporations own me. I sit in my, I call it a garage talk show, but I actually do it from my apartment, okay? And I sit here and I call it the way I see it. Sometimes I'm right. Sometimes I might have things wrong, but I'm not afraid to say that I was wrong. You know what I mean? I'm not afraid to come out and admit it and say, you know what? Maybe that wasn't exactly right. I found some new information that has led me down another path, you know, and that's happened over the years. I'm not perfect. I'm a human. I'm a human being. Like I said, I'm fed up with the way the direction the world's going. I have a podcast, harrythomas.podomatic.com. Download the MP3, get it out, get it on BitTorrents, get this information out. It's not controlled information, and that's the best thing I can say about it, okay? Check out my Twitter, harrythomas, twitter.com/harrythomas. You can find me over at YouTube at the channel Harry Thomas Info. You can Google Harry Thomas Show, and you can find me there. You know, go ahead. Take this show, get it out there, share it with your friends, your family, post it up in different places, get it out on BitTorrent and share sites and Truther sites and wherever you want, get the information out, you got free reign on it, you know, because the only way that we're going to beat these son of a bitches is together, because together we will make a difference. I want to thank you for listening, and I will be doing another show about exposing the New World Order. Amen.